This is CliffCentral.com.
Good morning. This is me, Sonia Booth, on the Opinion Booth, and today's topic is somewhat controversial. WhatsApp, what's done? Because you know some people pronounce WhatsApp as WhatsApp.
What's wrong with those people?
You know, the fellow Americans. I've got a few American fans, and I've got a few friends who spend too long in America, and they come back with accents. I'm actually teasing this one particular friend, and you'll find out, because one of the voice notes that we're going to be playing is from her. So yes, today's topic: what's up, what's down? And the topic is the infamous ticks. We all have an issue with the ticks: the blue ticks, the gray ticks, the one tick, the two gray ticks, the two blue ticks. And some people have no clue what one tick means. They can't distinguish one from the other. We're going to be talking about the status update, the online, you know, that at the top when it says online, why are you not talking to me? I can see you online. Talk to me. You're ignoring me. Why are you ignoring me? It's not good for stalkers and people with issues, you know, like real issues. We're going to be talking about the last scene. We all know about the last scene. If you're on WhatsApp, you know exactly what I'm talking about. We're going to be talking about the group chat and the fights that ensue within a group chat, and the etiquette, you know, not just for group chats, but etiquette in general on what and what not to do. What to do and what not to do on WhatsApp. So, my studio guest today, and Dolan Sheik. Did I pronounce his surname properly?
100%. Thank you.
100%. Okay. Her Twitter bio reads: a PR and digital girl, blogger, freelancer, fashionista. She's absolutely very fashionable. I mean, it's a cold winter's day.
Oh,
and
thank
she's looking
you.
Absolutely fabulous. And you're glowing, by the way.
Oh, thank
You've
you
got
very
that
much.
Fashionista glow, you know, because fashionistas are always looking fabulous.
Take
tea
that.
Tea drinker. So you've got that on your tea, on your Twitter bio. You must love
tea. I am an absolute teaholic, and everyone who knows me knows that. I don't even touch coffee, guys. It's for the birds.
So next time I'm going to take you to Iswara, which
you'd
is
love
owned
that
by Swati Martin, a fabulous lady. So you and I have a tea date.
Looking forward to
one
it.
Of these days. And then your Twitter bio goes on to say, distracted by shiny things and lipstick.
This is true. This is the girly part of me.
Shiny things as in anything that blings, you like? Or
anything that blings. Uh-huh. I have got this fabulous jacket I wore last weekend that everyone talks about, that is literally just gold sequins. It's amazing.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So anything that blings and a bit of lipstick, especially lip gloss, happy.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'm with you there. I must say I'm also a girly girl. Lipstick, not so much. I'm more of a gloss girl, because, I mean, obviously there's a difference. I know guys out there don't know that there is actually a difference between a lipstick and a gloss. But anyway, that's a topic for another day.
Yeah, we can go in an hour about that.
Exactly. So, Anne.
Yes.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with WhatsApp?
I do, and I think everyone does. I mean, can I say Zuckerberg's name on air? I feel like I already have. He's a bit of a life ruiner. Since he bought WhatsApp, those blue ticks is killing relationships and friendships all over the show. Not going to lie to you.
Yes. So you, I think, hence, as you said, like many people, they do have a love-hate relationship with WhatsApp. I know I've actually been tempted to delete the app off of my phone because, one, it can be a distraction of note, especially when you've forgotten to press the mute button. It can be a distraction. You're trying to work, and your phone is there, and especially in a group chat, and then you're just seeing notifications after notifications.
Oh, my gosh. Right. It is the worst. And the mute button has saved me. I'm not going to lie. It saved my phone's battery. It saved me. Because you think it's actually an important message coming through, and it's someone on your family WhatsApp group that's just been sending photos of your nieces and nephews for like an hour. I mean, come on.
I know. It can get ridiculous. I mean, or your mum sending you a message reminding you to defrost chicken.
Exactly.
When you're in work mode. I'm not dissing you, Mum. I'm just saying, you know,
Mom,
she knows I love her. I'm not dissing her. I mean, I'm talking about any mother out there. I mean, we all have, you know, those moments with our mothers, you know, don't forget to do this, or my mom in particular, I've actually insisted that she sends me voice notes, because more often than not, I cannot read what she's trying to say. I cannot comprehend what she's insinuating.
I have a friend's mom who does not use the space bar. So it's message. And by the time we've decrypted, like seeing what she's actually said, you're like, well, it's been like 5 minutes and it was a really stupid message. But thanks.
Oh, no. So if she's sending like a paragraph without spaces, then you...
It's one long word that you have to decipher.
No, I couldn't. I mean, those are the kind of messages that you skip. And, of course, you run the risk of ruining relations whilst at it. I mean, you talk about a long message being sent without a space bar. I mean, I recall an email a while ago, or a long time ago, where the entire email was written in the subject line.
How is that even possible?
People do that. And I mean, I read this, and there's only, you know, so far that you can
exactly,
you know, carry on the actual email. So if it's like a long thing, it's actually impossible to read, and you cannot help yourself. You just actually ignore that email and you pretend like you didn't see it. And then when the person calls, you can always use the excuse that your message probably ended up
with
on
my
the junk
yeah.
folder, spam.
That was
folder.
My question. How do you handle that? Do you reply and say, please use the body of an email, or do you just reply with your reply in the subject line?
Of course, you run the risk of ruining relations, you know.
No, just, but be a bit cheeky.
I know, but sometimes you have to. I mean, whilst on the subject of emails and people writing the body of the email on the subject line, do you particularly have a problem with somebody sends you a WhatsApp message without so much as a hi, hello, good morning?
You know what? I don't have a problem with it. To be honest, I think text messaging, and especially WhatsApp, is kind of created for short messages, right? So don't send me one message, hi, and then wait for me to reply, and then go, how are you? Wait for me to reply, and then ask. Just be like, hey, guys, this is what I need. Thank you, bye. Hi, can I see you tomorrow? But don't do like a whole hi, how are you? How are you? Just get to the point. Otherwise, phone me, to be very honest.
And on that subject, if somebody wanted to intern with you, or if they were looking for a mentor, I mean, they want to be a blogger like yourself, would you have a problem with somebody just sending a random message, a business-related message? Do you have a problem with people contacting you via WhatsApp when it's business-related?
I feel like that's a bit of a grey area still. And I've actually had this conversation with someone before, and I feel like until you actually really know someone, or you've had a couple of introductions, keep it to text message and not so much WhatsApp. I feel WhatsApp is a bit too informal. It's kind of there for people who kind of know. It's like Facebook and Twitter. Twitter is for people you don't really know, and Facebook is for people that you've at least met a couple of times in your life. The same with WhatsApp, right? So send me an introduction text first, and then we can take it from there before you can see my profile pictures and stuff. I think have a rapport first and then go over to WhatsApp. It's a bit more informal.
You're right. I actually agree. I mean, I remember I had a service provider who was meant to come to the house to fix something. And I had initially contacted him via email because this is, after all, a business
correct
deal, if you may, formal professional
yes
conversation request, asking for him to come to the house to fix whatever, because that's his business offering, right?
Yeah.
The next thing he's asking me, he's sending me a text message. I mean, it started off with an email, and I would have loved if he stuck to the email.
This reply, right?
Exactly. So the next thing I know, he's sending me a text message saying, are you on WhatsApp? And I said, no, and only because I didn't want to interact with him via WhatsApp. The next thing, he's sending me, an email. And I mean, okay, I can understand that he was actually asking for a location pin drop so that he could, get to my house. Well,
but then he should have asked that, I want your WhatsApp so that I can get a pin drop from you.
You're right.
Not so just... You're are right. you on WhatsApp?
You're right, because then you're thinking to yourself, do I have a stalker?
Why are you stalking me?
Yeah, coming to my house and, strangling me and stuffing me into the refrigerator, which is actually what he was supposed to
do. This went very dark very quickly.
You're right. I think one of the topics should be, sometimes we love technology and sometimes we absolutely hate technology. And I love voice notes. I love voice notes because it's a quick way to respond, especially when you like in a rush.
Exactly. I'm a big fan of a good voice note, especially for people who are very busy. I feel we kind of catch up on correspondence when we're driving. We shouldn't, sorry, but you can't always read, so you listen to a voice note, you reply instead of having to make a call, especially to people you know is going to keep you on the phone for half an hour to 45 minutes. Quick voice note, happy.
So you make use of that.
100%.
I'm a huge fan of that, and especially when it comes to birthdays. I don't have the greatest voice. My husband's told me that a few times. He says to me, stick to the shower. Only sing in the shower. So I don't have a great voice, but I mean, if it's your birthday, I like sending you a message in the morning. I mean, on a bad day, it actually might ruin your day if my voice is a bit groggy, like right now, because I'm a bit nasal, I'm recovering from this nasty flu that's doing the rounds. But anyway, life moves on. I know my little sister is listening in right now. Bridget, that's her name. Now the world knows.
Hi, Bridget.
Hi, Bridget. Now, the reason I mentioned Bridget and the reason I mentioned my sister-in-law, Kate, is that they refuse to subscribe to WhatsApp. They refuse to have the app on their phone. I mean, I know with Kate, she's mentioned that her phone is problematic and doesn't want to download the app. That could be excuse.
I feel like it's an excuse.
I think so too, because I mean, we have this group chat. We call it family.
Yes.
Pics, family pictures. My husband came up with that. I'm not sure. he obviously couldn't come up with something more intelligent.
Creative.
Soccer players, that's. That's all I can say. But he's not going to make me suffer tonight. But, on a lighter note, it can be a tedious, time-consuming exercise. I'll give you an example. 2 weeks ago, I went to my niece's first birthday party, and I had taken over 100 pictures. I mean, I'm a typical woman, after all. I'm sure you do that as well.
Oh, yes.
On a
Definitely.
Daily basis,
Well, you need at least 5 to 6 pictures to get one good one, right?
True.
So,
one is blurry.
One is not a right angle. One is the light's not right.
One is photobombed.
Exactly. So, by the 6th picture, you've got your perfect picture to add lots of filters onto and upload it.
Yeah, but you've got a perfect excuse. We can't look at you and say you're vain because you take so many pictures, because you've got a website, as a blogger, as a fashionista. We want to see updates on a daily basis, right?
This is my excuse.
That's your line of work.
There we go.
So nobody can accuse you of taking too many pictures and of overusing your phone memory. I know Matthew has, often called me an Asian woman because, you often see Asian tourists.
We are all Asian tourists in this day and age.
You're right. And I mean, the sad thing is that when you go sightseeing, you actually don't take a moment to take it all in.
It is the sad part of it.
To admire the vista. If it's a beautiful building that's an architectural masterpiece, and you don't take a second to actually
let that sink in.
Yeah.
Yes, we want memories in our phones, but that's the thing.
Do you think we overdo it at times? I think so, and I think we do look through life through a lens these days, and that's just kind of what it's become. And I think specifically the younger generations kind of grew up with this technology, and all they do is take pictures. And honestly, I don't really see something wrong with it if you take a moment to smell the flowers as well along the way.
You're right. I like
that.
Needs
to be a balance.
I like that. Take a moment to smell the flowers. Mm. That's profound, actually.
Thank you.
So, getting back to my little sister.
Yes, Bridget.
Bridget, yes. So, I took over 100 pictures of my niece, who was 21. It's a big birthday celebration.
Yes.
And she's the apple of my eye. And I happen to be a godmother as well. So, one of the godmother duties is to take lots and lots of pictures.
Of course.
The problem is, the following day, luckily I've got Wi-Fi at home, so I'm able to send
millions
files and, you know, how big, how small, without actually, feeling it that much in my pocket.
Yeah.
You pay for the Wi-Fi subscription every month, but it's a lot
cheaper.
It's much more reasonable compared to, you know, the data costs that some people.
That's also another discussion.
Pay out there. We actually going to touch a little bit on that in a bit, because I know it can be a whole topic altogether. We can talk about that for more than an hour.
Oh, definitely.
Right. So, the following day, here I am at home. It's a Sunday, lounging in between reading newspapers, and I happen to see that I've actually taken over 170 pictures. And one of the annoying things about WhatsApp is that you can only send 30 pictures at a time.
Yes. Isn't it 10? Is it 30
now? It's
now
30. Oh, thank heavens. So, I mean, it's still not enough. Because
no.
Especially in my case now, when I've have to send 170 pictures to somebody that's not on WhatsApp. So I'm thinking,
oh gosh,
the pictures are too many for me to email, and in that case I can only send 4 at a time, because even your email folder, the file that you're sending, there's a limit to that. I think it's 110 megabytes.
Yeah, unless you want to compromise on the resolution, you can make them smaller, but
you're right.
You don't always want to do that.
Exactly. So there's a limit. You can only send 4 at a time.
We transfer.
You're right. But I mean, my sister is not great either with her email, right? So she's not on WhatsApp. She's not on WhatsApp. She hardly ever checks her email. So she's like, yeah, she's you know, every family member has got that special child.
Yeah.
She's a special child in our family. So I'm thinking, okay, now how am I going to send 170 pictures to her? So I knew that on the Sunday she was with my mom, and luckily my mom is on WhatsApp.
There we go.
So I'm thinking, okay, I'll send 30 pictures at a time, all 170 of them. I'll send 30 pictures at a time to my mom, and then I just send a voice note to my mom's phone to forward the message to my sister, or let her listen to the voice note saying there were too many pictures. Get the pictures from my mom's phone via Bluetooth, because at least, you know, if she was in the same room with mom,
she can get it.
Then they can share via Bluetooth. And I mean, Bluetooth is a whole topic altogether. I don't know if you know about that, you know, the drug addicts that share the blood.
No?
Yeah, I mean, that's another topic altogether.
Okay, I'm a little bit shook right now. Okay.
Are you? Can I enlighten you for a second?
Please.
It's gloomy, but on the subject of Bluetooth, there's a new phenomenon, right?
Yeah.
So, the two of us as drug abusers.
Fabulous. What drug are we using?
We're using Nyaope,
which
is a concoction of cocaine and dacha, and sometimes they put ARV pills.
Oh, gosh.
And it is really a concoction.
Okay.
And apparently sometimes even Retex, brake fluid.
Oh, wow.
Washing powder gets
Guys,
put in
don't
that.
Do drugs. It sounds disgusting.
So, this concoction, it does sound disgusting. Yeah, and somebody puts that in their bodies, but I mean, who am I to judge? So, anyway, so I take a needle and I put in that concoction into the needle.
Yes.
And because there's only so little of it, so we've paid $30, because $30 is all we have. We're homeless,
sure,
after all, right?
Okay.
So I inject that into my bloodstream, and then I extract my blood, and then you use the same needle to extract in your blood. And of course, the whole thinking is that The drug is now in my bloodstream.
So I take the blood.
So
with
you
the
take
drug.
My blood, and you know,
that's all very dangerous to me as well.
It is dangerous because I mean, one of the dangers is that you and I are not the same blood type. I'm all positive. You've got a different
but
blood type.
But also diseases, guys.
Exactly, STDs and whatnot and whatnot. Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah, please, can we move on?
Exactly, but yeah. So Bluetooth is not just for information sharing. It's now a new term with drug abusers.
Okay.
So anyway, let's get back to what's up, what's down.
Yes, please.
Something lighthearted. The infamous ticks. I know as a fashionista, you're familiar with the one grey tick.
Of course.
You're familiar with the two grey ticks.
Of course.
The two blue ticks.
Oh, life ruiners, as I like to call them.
Can you inform us, educate us, enlighten us?
Do you want me to go through what the ticks mean or just why they ruin my life?
Tell me. I want to know why they ruin your life. And I want to know why they irk you. I would like for you to educate people because some people are not clued up about, you know, the fact that, I can see that a lot of people know that the two blue ticks means that you've
read right?
My message. Yeah.
So the reason it ruins not only my life and I believe everyone's lives at some point is because people have lives, people are busy. Yes, I might have read your message now, and in the good old days where it was only grey ticks, no one knew if I'd read it or if I'd unopened it. Okay, they only know it's been delivered, haven't opened it. Since blue ticks came around, you open it, you have all the intention to actually reply, and you might not have time now, you'll do it in 10 minutes, and maybe you do it in 4 hours. People get a bit antsy about it. They think you're ignoring them. They think that you hate them. They think that you're starting a beef. And it really just creates drama where there really isn't any. And I think it's just understanding, guys, I'm just busy. I'm getting to you. And I know a lot of people also choose to switch off the blue ticks, but then also you can't see whether they've read your thing. So if that's not so important to you, then that's fine. And I've actually got friends who does that, and it's actually quite a relief not to know if they've seen your stuff or you've seen their things. Going back to the old school text messaging, I don't know, it could be a lifesaver.
You know, I was actually educated by my 18-year-old niece, Dumi, who's obviously very clued up about such technology.
Of course.
And like any 8-year-old would nowadays, right? So she knows everything and everything about technology. And I mean, I know even at home, our 8-year-old is the one that helps us out if we have a problem with, you know, with gadgets.
My router isn't working. Don't
worry. Send the 8-year-old. You know, nothing like child labor. You know, so somebody has to earn, the plate that gets put on their lap.
Feed them. You pay for their water, absolutely. Electricity. There we go.
Absolutely. And they don't pay for rent.
No.
You know.
So freeloaders.
You're right. They the joys of parenthood. So I know you spoke about the fact that you can disable the blue ticks. But of course that means that I can't see whether you've read my message or not.
Look, it goes both ways then.
True.
Yeah.
Personally, I'm unable. I can't bring myself to disabling that.
Why?
That feature. Let me give you an example. My niece had a matric dance, right?
Yeah.
And like the aunt that I am, one of my responsibilities, remember, is to take lots and lots of pictures.
There you go, photographer.
So I was there with her parents, and they were obviously taking pictures for the school photo book, photo album, whatever. And there must have been over 100 pictures. I mean, she's absolutely gorgeous, and she, you know, her beauty is effortless in a way that you can't help yourself. You know, if she's sitting there, even without her being aware that you're taking photos, you just find yourself like taking numerous and numerous, you know, pictures. So her matric dance, I had taken over 100 pictures. So here I am in the evening, because I knew that she would have loved to have the pictures on the same day. So as soon as I got home, I started sending all these pictures, you know, obviously 30 at a time. And a week later, I still hadn't had a response from her, which is unlike her, you know, because she's a very, I consider her an old soul, you know, she's very grateful, she's very thankful,
considerate.
Very considerate, never rude, you know, she's not your typical, she's not your average 18-year-old. So I thought, okay, maybe she didn't receive the messages.
Okay.
So then I sent her a WhatsApp message, you know, saying, did you get the pictures? I sent you a whole lot of pictures. Did you get them? And she responds, no, actually, auntie, I did, but I didn't respond because I was wanting to buy you a card, a thank you card, to actually write something meaningful and profound to show my gratitude. And I said, no, that's not the point. It's not important that you thank me. I'm just worried that perhaps you didn't get them. And she says, no, I've disabled the blue ticks. And then, so I said, oh, how do I do that? So then she takes screenshots of how to, you know, the step-by-step of how to go about doing that. So then I attempted doing this because I thought, fabulous, you know, because there's always people that we avoid, right?
Sorry.
You know who you are. Okay, so you also have. So I don't feel so bad after all.
No.
Sometimes I think maybe I'm a drama queen. So no. Okay, so I'm normal, right?
You're completely normal, especially in this day and age. We all tech fatigue, guys.
You're tech fatigue.
Yeah.
I like that. But you're right. And we're overwhelmed.
Of course.
Right?
You've got all your social media channels. You've got emails. You've got your day-to-day life. You've got phone calls. You've got texts. We never switched off. So I think it's very natural to get overwhelmed and just be like, oh, I can't deal with this text right now, this WhatsApp.
And the fact that now you can also get Netflix and watch actually movies and series on...
There's even more.
On your phone or your tablet. So we're forever connected.
We're always connected.
But not connected.
But not personally connected.
Personally, we've lost that, right?
We're all robots, guys.
You're right. It's actually very sad.
Mm.
So then... The notice comes up on my phone that I'm not going to be able to see if other people have read my messages.
Did you get a panic attack?
And I thought, okay, it's all very well that I don't want people to see if I've read their messages. I don't want people to know that I'm actually ignoring them.
But I still want to know if they ignore me.
But I want to, exactly. So I'm not psycho, right?
No, you're definitely not psycho.
So I thought, you know, being the person that I am. And I thought, okay, I'm not going to disable it. So I made peace with it, and I thought, you know what? If you take our friendship seriously enough, if I send you a message and, you know, it takes you 3 days, a month, a year to respond,
call me.
Then, you know, I think I should probably get the message that you probably don't want to interact.
Although, I am notorious for sometimes not replying to WhatsApps for a couple of days. Sorry, it happens. I get really busy. I literally forget. I had a conversation this morning with someone, with one of my friends, who actually replied to a text message of mine 5 days later, and he said, oh, I won't be able to make this event. Sorry. And I was like, babe, that was last night. And I just laughed. And he's like, oh my gosh, I'm such a mess. I'm terrible at WhatsApp. And we just got into this whole conversation, and I'm like, I do the exact same. I just don't open them because then I'm scared I'm going to forget to reply.
I see.
I leave them unread. And then it just keeps on going to the bottom. And then 3 days later, I'm like, oh, I haven't replied. Let me quickly just... And I'm always very, very sorry, because I am. It's not that I'm ignoring people. It's just life gets in the way, unfortunately.
So obviously, you've made peace with the fact that it's tit for tat. I mean, if you don't respond to my message today, don't be alarmed if they're, you know, the ball is now in your court.
100%.
You know.
I'm not...
And now I'm returning the favor, per se. So you wouldn't be offended.
I won't be offended. And if it's really serious, or if I'm in a hurry, or if it's a deadline, I'll phone you.
Of course, that is if it's not intentional. You know, you're not trying to settle scores here.
No.
Because life does happen, right? It does happen.
It happens.
So, right about now, I want to expose a few friends. And I'll tell you
name
why.
Name and shame.
I'm naming and shaming, yes. I'm using this platform to settle personal vendettas and personal scores and expose the kind of friends that I have so that you see the kind of, you know, friends that I keep, and maybe you can give me advice on how to handle the situations. Because
at times
I feel like I'm exaggerating, or maybe I'm being...
Look, I feel in our industry we're all a bit drama queens as well. So
you're right.
My friends know this, though.
Every single person has a little bit of a diva or drama queen in them. I mean, it's all in different, you know, doses.
Of course.
You agree, right?
And different days. Depends on what dose that it comes out in as well.
It depends what side of the bed you woke up on. You know, some people don't sleep well on the left-hand side. Some people wake up on the right side, and then the whole world has to suffer.
Exactly.
Kind of situation.
Then no one's going to get a reply from me that day.
You're right. So... I'm big on voice notes. You know, you might have realized. I mean, we tried playing Mac DeGorgis's. Mac, nothing personal. You know, we love you. As we've already expressed. We tried to play your voice note, but technology happened. But nonetheless, the show moves on. So, Ndundu, Liz, Juanita, Felicity.
Oh my gosh, you're actually naming them.
Still waiting for your responses a week later.
Have they read it?
The proof. I took screenshots. I even took screenshots. I'm a detective like that. I want to have enough evidence.
So
that when I block them, because there's something about the block button. You know,
so powerful.
You press it and you feel you know, it's like.
But can we talk about that for a moment?
We absolutely going to talk about. But please do that now. It was gonna crop up.
I'm sorry.
In one of my notes, but
I apologize.
Talk to me.
Is it okay? What is the etiquette around blocking? When is it okay to block someone from your WhatsApp?
When they're stalking you.
Look, I'm not talking about weirdos that you have never met, because I've blocked numerous of those, and also where do they get my number from?
True. Please. Good question.
But as a friend or an acquaintance. When is it okay to block, and when is it not okay to block?
Do you have any advice on that?
I have no answer for that. I'm asking. Because are you a bit too extra when you do that, where you could have just said to someone, hey, buddy, I'm just not answering your text anymore? Where's that line?
Good question. Have you ever felt bad about blocking somebody, or do you just press the block button and that person is out of your life?
I only block people that I don't know. And that are annoying. So I've never actually done it to a friend or an acquaintance. I would rather just be rude and not reply to your messages. I don't know which is worse.
Try the mute button for a year. Because, you know, there's an option to mute for a week, a month, and
a year.
I've blocked a group chat for a year.
Group chats are mute quite often. But individuals...
No, I've yet to block or mute. I've yet to mute somebody if it's not a group chat. Shame.
Yeah.
No, that would be horrible.
It is, right? That's a bit extra.
I shouldn't do that. That's pushing it.
Okay.
So now, can we move on to the status update?
Yes.
I'll tell you why I want to focus on that in particular. So, we all know, or at least we should... put it out there. And I mean, what I'm about to read is from WhatsApp. It's from the creators of WhatsApp, the developers, the engineers, whatever. The status update. Now, I'm quoting this. These are not my words, so please don't think I'm trying to settle scores or I'm being terrible here or I'm being, again, a drama queen. But let me enlighten you in case you didn't know, because, you know, a lot of people don't know. So it goes like this. The status update is to inform people if a person is at work or busy or sleeping, etc., so that the rest of the people would know if it is the right time to contact them.
What?
But I can tell you, the amount of crap you get to see out there is immeasurable.
Is that what the status update is for? I've never actually read that or thought about it.
Yes.
Do people pay attention whether you're sleeping? You think they're not going to send you a WhatsApp?
You're right. Please. You're right. And I mean, moreover, you might, if you keep your status update on sleeping when you go to bed at night, chances are sometimes you forget in the morning to take that off, right? Or to say
exactly.
At work, or to say just
but
waking
no one
up.
Takes those seriously.
Just waking up, because some people do put on their status update. I've just woken up.
What is your status update right
my
now?
My status
on
update
WhatsApp.
Now. Okay, I'm gonna tell you. You know, being a marketing or branding
maven
student, I'm smart about that. I realize. Nobody's interested if I'm sleeping or if I've just woken up, right? We agree on that.
100%.
So, my 2 cents worth, or rather, what I did, what I use it for, my status update, if you were to go on it now, I've put the Cliff Central website.
Okay.
Obviously, because, you know, people need to be directed to my blog and other, you know, fabulous things that are cliffcentral.com. I've put my personal website address. And... that's directing traffic
and to your business,
ultimately,
right?
Exactly, because my website is my business. My website is part of my branding. So you need to be smart about it, you know.
Question. Yes. Do people actually look at status updates. I haven't changed mine in 2 years. I won't lie.
Wow.
It says love, peace, and pizza. Because that's what the world's about. Love, peace, and pizza.
I'm to think that I was about to say that somebody updated their status by saying I love pizza. So you would have been offended.
I'm not at all. I just feel like, do people pay attention to status updates or WhatsApps? Or are they more into the moments now? Because that's also now a new thing on WhatsApp.
You're right. I mean, and then another added feature, a new feature on WhatsApp now is that, which is similar to Snapchat, is that now you can upload a video that disappears after 24 hours.
That's those moments.
Do you make use of that as a fashionista?
On Instagram, I do. Yes. Not so much on WhatsApp. I'm not gonna lie.
Why not? Because you're missing on an opportunity here to market your brand.
You're right. And maybe it comes down to all these things are so overwhelming that I choose to do certain things on certain platforms just to kind of keep it compartmentalized. But it's probably also stupid. I should use all the channels available to do that.
Because, for example, I mean, I'm on WhatsApp and I communicate with you like we did yesterday.
Yeah.
And what I would love as somebody who follows you, as somebody who is looking forward to your fashion updates, what I look forward to is every morning. Okay, I know you're not going to be able to do that video every morning.
Definitely
but
not.
What something to think about is that I look forward tomorrow. Actually, that's your challenge for tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, challenge accepted.
I look forward to you posting a video of your look and your accessories and your hair, because you've got a beautiful hairstyle on.
Thank you.
Got fabulous skin that you're hiding by not uploading or updating your video on WhatsApp. So tomorrow, your challenge. I want to see your look.
Okay.
Updated on the video, and every morning after that, I want to see what you're wearing.
Okay, challenge accepted.
I hope I don't sound like a pedophile when I say I want to see what you're wearing.
No, I mean. I know what you mean. But doesn't that come back to, on WhatsApp, it's only my friends and acquaintances. They're not my followers. They're not my fans.
I see.
I'm not going to give my number out to those people.
But I
get your point.
Because
a lot of my friends have also become, like, we're fans of each other, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
So maybe I'll think about that. Thank you.
Okay. All right. For example, these are some people's status update. One posted, or the status update reads or read English. Sometimes it's very
English
difficult.
Is a very
English
difficult language,
English
guys.
She's very difficult. So this status update: this weather is great for cuddling. Want to join me?
Ooh, ew.
And I thought, wow, that's sure. Do you actually want the whole world to...
That sounds a little bit desperate and hungry and thirsty and everything in between.
It does. Or the other status update, looking for a blesser.
Is this from the same person?
These are random.
These your friend?
I know. That's a great observation. It's time to use that block button.
Or when just you, sit them down.
You're right. When you start having friends who update their status by looking for a blesser or I can't wait for happy hour.
That's okay. I'll join. I'll Uber and I'll join you for happy hour. That's great.
I mean, honestly. Or, babe, you make me so happy. And I'm thinking, if he makes you so happy, why don't you tell him in person? Do you agree?
I 100% agree. And it's been my bugbear since social media came out. Your boyfriend, husband, lover, / whatever is probably sitting next to you. You're making a status update saying, babe, best boyfriend in the world, love you. No one cares. It's beautiful that you're in love. It's great. But maybe phone them, talk to them, connect personally.
You're right.
Because also, why does the whole world need to know? Because then I feel like, why do you need validation from strangers?
I like that you say that, validation. Now that's the operative word.
Why are you so insecure about your relationship, guys?
Interesting.
Yeah, and then you break up, and then there's nothing. We're all invested. There's no update.
I like your observations. I like the way you look at it.
You need to be a bit private about yourself.
You're right. And now I want to talk about last scene. So this has destroyed a lot of relationships and a lot of friendships, and that is why I personally disabled that, you know.
Me too. I don't have that.
And then of course the problem again here is that if I disable, like I've done, I've disabled the last scene, yeah. I can't see your last scene. But that I've made peace with.
I don't mind
I don't need to know that you were on WhatsApp like 10 seconds ago. And
people do stalk. It's that online thing. Like, I saw you were online 20 minutes ago. I sent you a message half an hour ago. Why have you not replied? And then I'm like, why are you such a stalker? Why are you so obsessed with me? Give me breathing space.
Yes, I
know.
So
I've also disabled mine. It's fantastic.
And tell me, moving on to group chats, have you ever formed a group and have you ever had to delete somebody from a group because you felt they didn't belong any longer?
Obviously, I've created groups for little girls' nights or get-togethers, which gets deleted straight afterwards. But I've never had to remove someone from a group, to be honest. I would rather... This is my strategy. I remove myself from the group and everyone else, and we form a new group without this person, so they don't feel bad.
Ah, that's a strategy. I think I'm going to do that.
Right? Then no one feels bad.
I think I'm going to do that because I'm caught in that predicament. Ooh. Thank you for the advice.
Delete the group and start a new one without her.
Great advice. Mm-hmm. Yes. And now, have you ever left or exited a group chat, and did anyone confront you about it on the site?
Oh my gosh, of course I have. And I also feel like WhatsApp needs to be able to disable that. They don't need to tell people I've left. If they've noticed I'm not there anymore, then obviously I'm a contributor. But if I'm just gone and you don't notice, then why is it such a big drama? But I've left groups where people just re-add you very passive-aggressively. And you're like, but I don't want to be here. And then you just go out again. It's caused issues. Yeah.
You're right. Now, on to etiquette. WhatsApp etiquette. For me personally, my humble opinion, after all, we are in the opinion booth, right? So I'm allowed my own opinion, right?
I do not endorse any of the opinions.
The retweets are not an endorsement.
It's not an endorsement.
I love that. So for me personally, you know, people need to trade. I mean, we're talking about etiquette. So one of the things that I feel strongly about is that, you know, people should, you know, stay away from religious messages and Bible scriptures, especially when you don't know my religion or my denomination, whatever you want to call it.
I agree with that. If you are close friends, then by all means, because you know each other well. But if it's just randoms, please don't do that. And also, no political views.
You're right. Okay, well, that I've engaged in.
Really?
I mean, because it depends on what group. Because remember, you in life, you have different groups that you belong to. You know, there's the family group. And then there's I belong to the August Club, and we have our own chat group. And the conversations are often profound. I mean, somewhat hilarious. We don't get all too serious all the time. Okay. I mean, and we do have political
But that's
views.
The nature of your group, right?
You're right.
So then that's the tone that's set there.
Yes.
So then I don't have a problem with it. But I think, like you say, overall, just keep it, if it's a group chat, just keep it light and fluffy. A lot of times you don't even know half the people in that group because it's friends of friends. Like, we are friends. You'll add some of your friends that I've never met.
Yes.
Just keep it light, guys.
I agree with you.
And don't fight with people.
You're right. Moreover, if a group chat has been created for updates for my son's class, for example, if it's about projects...
Sorry, mommy groups are my favorite.
Can we stick to the agenda? Do you agree with me?
I 100% agree. I do not have any children, but I have friends who obviously have. And I see the group chats that mommies create for class projects and stuff. It's insane. It's like moms are on steroids in 2017. And also, can their kids please do their own projects? That'd be great. And not shame the moms who are working mothers.
You're right. Because, I mean, we forget out there that there's hardworking mothers who, you know.
But I agree. Don't send memes and make it into a funny thing. And just be like, this is for grade 2 R or whatever. There's the homework. Here's the project.
And also make sure you send the right message to the right group, you know.
Was that woman's name last year?
I know, but I actually felt sorry for her. You know, she was vilified.
She was,
you know,
people
were body shaming her and saying, how can you even have the chutzpah to share pictures of your boobs?
Why not?
Saggy boobs. And I
it's
mean,
your
people
husband.
Were horrible.
Which
horrible.
Is not okay. Yes, she should have checked which group she was sending it to, but also, why can't you send those things to her husband?
You're right, absolutely. But, I mean, quick fingers are a problem.
And chubby fingers.
And chubby fingers. Autocorrect. I hate that I disabled autocorrect, but somehow, and what frustrates me is that at times I try and write in Vinek or what we call Tsotsi Tao.
Yes.
And of course, my phone doesn't recognize Tsotsi Tao. It tries to autocorrect me, and I find it frustrating.
I love autocorrect when you're in a hurry.
Yeah. Okay.
But like you say, I have Afrikaans friends that are also sometimes texting Afrikaans. It's a mission because it doesn't recognize it. So everything's a add word, add the word. It takes you 10 minutes to write a five line
text.
Yes. So I feel your pain.
And I'm glad you do. You know, we can't conclude this subject without talking about the dangers of social media. And obviously, we're talking about WhatsApp today. And, you know, the title is WhatsApp, What's Down. One of the things under what's down is that there are certain dangers when it comes to WhatsApp and social media in general. I mean, I woke up to a video that a friend of mine, Azania, shared on our tech, the August Club group chat, and it was of a guy, his name is Corby Person, who posed as a 15-year-old boy who convinced teenagers to meet up with him. Can you believe that it took just 4 days? He created a Facebook profile. He arranged to meet some of these girls, and all four girls that were actually a part of those video, one of them invited this Corby Person, because remember, she was thinking she was in communication with her
15-year-old
peer. A 15-year-old. It turned out, I mean, Corby Person is probably about 35, but he did this for the greater good out there, just to warn the parents on the dangers of social media, right? So it took him just 4 days to set up this Facebook post, and these teenagers didn't even know that they were talking to a 35-year-old who could have been a pedophile.
And it's so dangerous. And I saw something similar the other day with toddlers as well. Someone went, and it's not social media, but even in real life, just showing that we need to really ingrain in our children that it's, if you don't know a person, don't talk to them. Where also a person went into the park and spoke to the mothers who was around and said, look, I want to see if your child will come with me. And he just had a puppy, and they all went with him. And it's the same thing on social media. You don't know this person. Don't communicate, guys. Just don't do it.
Sure, yeah, it is scary. And I mean, you know, I often say that parenthood ain't for the faint-hearted.
Definitely not.
Our two boys, we have an 8-year-old and a 12-year-old. They're still not allowed cell phones until they show maturity, responsibility, and reasoning. So on that note, I am going to conclude this show. And thank you so much for joining me for the past hour.
Of course, thank you so much.
Special mention to Mac DeGorgeous for connecting me with you, because my friend Pindile decided to get flu. You know,
how selfish.
I think it was stage fright. So because she knew that I had wanted her to be my guest on the show, she decided to pick up the flu virus. But on a lighter note,
you know
I love you, and I hope you get better. I'd bring you soup, but I don't want you to infect me, because I'm recovering from asthma and bronchitis. Sonia Booth, Opinion Booth, aspire to inspire before you expire.
This is CliffCentral.com.